This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
Premier Sefarad Europejskiej, Donald Tusk!
About 100,000 people gathered for an opposition rally in Warsaw on Sunday, by police estimates. It's just 2 weeks ahead of an election that the Liberal Civic Platform says may decide Poland's future in the European Union and its democratic standing. Opinion polls suggest the nationalist Law and Justice government could win the vote, but may struggle to form a government amid discontent among some over rising costs and concern over an erosion of democratic checks and balances. The opposition is hoping Sunday's march becomes the biggest in decades and galvanizes voters to participate in the election. One person in the crowd explained why she was there.
Because I want Poland to be free, because I don't want the return of the communist regime, which I remember very well. Drab Poland, drab streets, no color, people afraid of talking politics or anything, in fact. The oppressive police state, so I don't want the return of that.
Again, that vote is just 2 weeks away. Voters have cast ballots in Slovakia in a parliamentary election that pits a former prime minister who is pro-Russia against a liberal pro-West newcomer. Here's Karen Chalmers from the Associated Press.
Former Prime Minister Robert Fico and his leftist Smer or Direction Party vowed to reverse Slovakia's military support for neighbouring Ukraine in Russia's war if his attempt to return to power is successful. Smer's main challenger is Progressive Slovakia, a liberal party.
This is VOA News. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell visited the memory wall of fallen defenders in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, during the newly introduced Defenders Day, commemorating soldiers killed in conflict on Sunday. Borrell met with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky as they laid flowers and honored the memory of members of the armed forces who died for Ukraine with a minute of silence. After the service, Borrell met with wounded servicemen. Russia's invasion of Ukraine, launched on February 24, 2022, has killed thousands, displaced millions, pulverized cities, and damaged the global economy. Turkey's government said on Sunday two terrorists carried out a bomb attack. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony says the bomb exploded in front of the Interior Ministry buildings in Ankara.
Police announced they would also be carrying out controlled explosions for suspicious package incidents in other parts of Ankara. Authorities did not identify any specific militant group. The blast on Atatürk Boulevard was the first in Ankara since 2016, when a bomb-laden car exploded at a crowded central transport hub, killing 37 people. During a spate of violence in 2015 and 2016, Kurdish militants, Islamic State and other groups either claimed or were blamed for several attacks in major Turkish cities.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony, who says the attack occurred just before Turkey's parliament was set to open a new session after summer recess. After a deal was made in the U.S. Congress to keep the U.S. government open, hard right U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz from the U.S. state of Florida says he'll try to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, a fellow Republican, from his leadership position this week. Gaetz's announcement Sunday came after McCarthy relied on Democratic support to pass legislation on Saturday that avoided the government shutdown. Gaetz is a Florida Republican who's a longtime McCarthy nemesis. He has told several U.S. media outlets he was in material breach of agreements he made in January when he ran for Speaker. Says that he will file a motion to vacate the chair. No speaker has ever been removed from office that way. Former President Jimmy Carter, the longest living U.S. president, turned 99 on Sunday, defying the odds 7 months after he entered hospice care to notch another birthday. World leaders, celebrities, and everyday people sent wishes to the almost centurion. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.